Hello, Cecil. Oh, I'm so glad you brought Nero over with you tonight.
Oh, Sally. Come on, Mutt. Don't make me drag you in the house. Why did you want me to bring Nero over tonight?
Well, Uncle Thomas has gone out.
Well, what of it? That doesn't make any difference to Nero.
Oh, yes, it does, Cecil. I have two surprises.
Two? Oh, my gosh. Is it Christmas? What are they?
First, I have something for Nero.
A bone?
No, something for him to wear.
He'd rather have something to eat.
Come on, I'll get it. It's in the hall.
What is it, huh?
Oh, something.
Something to wear, huh? I'll bet he tries to eat it.
Not this. When we get it on him, he can't reach it.
Oh, it's a collar. Hey, where did you get a collar? Where'd you get it? Where is it?
Just a minute. Well, it is a collar and it isn't.
Now it is? Now it isn't. Is it a trick?
Now, where did I put it? Goodness, it was right here on the table.
Tell me what it is and I'll help you look.
Oh, here it is. Look, see?
Oh, a little bell. What's it for?
Well, don't you see? You wanted a collar for Nero. Well, I just remembered I had this little bell. We can tie it around his neck.
Oh. Well, thanks, Sally, but I don't think Nero would like a bell around his neck.
Oh, sure he would, Cecil. Then when he runs, you could hear the bell.
Well, here, let's see it. Golly, it's a cute little bell.
Sure. Tie it around his neck. Oh, it's a good idea. You can always tell where he is and you can't lose him.
Hey, I think I'll do it, Sally, until I get a regular collar for him. Come on, get up, Nero.
Poor Nero. He gets plenty of exercise getting up and lying down.
Come on, Pop, look. See this? Something nice for you. Tell Sally thanks.
Look at him smell it, Cecil.
I told you he'd think there was something to eat. Oh, I've never seen such a hungry dog.
Tie it around his neck and see how he likes it.
All right. Come on, now hold still, Nero. Stop licking my hand.
Is his nose cold?
There now. There you are. How do you like it?
Oh, Cecil, I think it looks lovely. I'll get some bigger ribbon upstairs.
Oh, that's fine. Come on, Nero. You got your bell on you. Look, he doesn't like it. Hey, stop that.
He wants to just shake it off. You haven't got it too tight around his neck, have you?
No, he's got plenty of room. Nero, cut it out now.
He's trying to scratch it off, Cecil.
What's the matter with you, pup? Is that any way to treat a present? Now, don't try and kick your present off of you. Come on now, stop.
Aw, don't slap him, Cecil. He doesn't like it.
Oh, I didn't hurt him. It was just a little love tap. He'll get used to the bell. You know, it looks good.
Oh, Cecil, goodness, I nearly forgot the other thing.
What's that?
The other surprise.
Oh, what is it?
Well, Uncle Thomas isn't home, and he won't be home for an hour or so. So you know what we can do?
Turn on the radio as loud as we want to.
No. Have you given Nero a bath yet?
No. Aunt Bess won't let me use the tub. Isn't that silly?
That's just what I thought. You know what we can do?
I wish you'd stop saying that and tell me.
Well, don't you see? Uncle Thomas isn't home, so we can take Nero upstairs and give him a bath in our bathtub. And no one will know the difference.
Except Nero. Oh, let's do it. Right now. You know, I've wanted to wash him, but there wasn't any place. Can we do it now?
Well, we'll have to do it now if we're going to do it at all.
All right, come on, let's get started. Upstairs?
Yes, come on.
Come on, Nero. We're going to take you one place where you're not going to go to sleep. If you do, you'll drown. Come on, get up.
Do you think he'll like to have a bath, Cecil?
He's gonna get it whether he likes it or not. Come on, don't drag behind.
Cecil, I've got some nice yellow soap out of the kitchen. Is that what you wanted?
Yeah, that's fine. I'll bet Nero looks like a new dog when he gets clean.
There's a scrub brush in the bathroom. You want that, too?
I want to use everything. Oh, I'm going to make Nero shine.
Would you like to put some bath salts in the tub, too?
Oh, not for Nero. He'd drink the water.
Well, here we are, Cecil.
All right. Lie down, Nero. Go ahead, lie down while we fix the tub.
Cecil, I think he knows what we're going to do.
Oh, I don't think so. He doesn't look like he's ever been washed before. Now lie down, Nero. Don't you go away.
That's the cold water there, Cecil. You don't want to have the water too hot.
No, if I do, we'll have a hot dog. Hey, Nero, come back here. Grab him, Sally.
No, Nero, what's the matter? Don't you like the sound of the water?
Lie down, Nero, lie down. Go on, lie down. I'll call you when we're ready.
Oh, Cecil. Poor Nero. He looks so unhappy. What's the matter, Nero? Do you know what's going to happen?
I'll bet he's got a good hunch it's going to be something that he doesn't like.
The noise scares him, that's all.
You know, I've just discovered what kind of a dog Nero is. He must be a Russian wolfhound. Isn't it the Russians that are afraid of water?
Oh, don't put too much water in the tub, Cecil. You don't need a whole lot.
Oh, I think this will be about enough. Let's see. But then I want to get him good and wet. I want him to soak for 3 or 4 hours.
Oh, we can't, Cecil. We have to wash him before Uncle Thomas comes home.
We ought to have some powder to put on him when we're through.
Oh, I've got some talcum powder, Cecil.
Oh, I mean flea powder. I wish I had thought of that.
Oh, there's some ant powder down in the kitchen.
No, it might make his hair come off.
The cook has some roach powder in the kitchen, too.
Nero has fleas, not roaches or ants.
I think that's enough water now, don't you? Well, still, I put a little more in, Cecil. Can't you drown the fleas?
I think that's about enough.
Yeah, I think so, too. You wouldn't want to burn Nero, would you?
Feel it. See if you think that's warm enough.
Well, is it very hot, Cecil?
No. Hey, wait a minute. I nearly forgot. What are we going to do when we get Nero all washed up?
Rinse him off. Get the soap off.
I know. I mean, what are we going to dry him off on?
Oh, well, on one of Uncle Thomas's guest towels.
Oh, that's fine, but I think a soiled sheet would be better. Where are they?
Oh, they're right out here in the hall. Come on. We'll get some soiled sheets and pillowcases. They'll make good towels.
All right, now you wait there, Nero. You stay right next to the tub. Don't you move. You hear? We're going to do something nice for you. We're going to give you a nice bath. Understand?
Come on, Cecil. We have to hurry.
Poor old mutt. Did you notice how he looked at me? He can get the saddest look in his eyes. Is this the basket?
Yeah. Lift up the top. The sheets are right there on top.
All right. How many shall we take? This is enough, isn't it?
Oh, I think so. Well, here we are. Now we can start.
All right. Come on, Nero. Hey, where's Nero? Nero, Nero, where are you?
Maybe he crawled under the tub, Cecil.
Nero. Come here, Nero. Where'd you go to? Didn't I tell you not to run off? Hey, Nero. Hey, Nero.
Well, you can see he got out of the bathroom, Cecil. But he's in the house someplace.
Oh, I'll bet he's under the Davenport downstairs, not even breathing. Wait till I get you, you pooch. I'll put soap in your ears. Hey, Nero. Here, Nero. Come on, I'm not going to hurt you much. Come on, pup. Here, Nero.